Hello, and welcome to Dungeon Stories episode 57. Here's the top of the show.
Was at 57.
Yeah.
We have a lot of them.
See, I think this episode's going to go good. Norrin did not hit himself in the face this time.
I didn't hit myself in the face this time like I did last week. Here's the top of the show. We'd like to take a minute to shout out some of our friends, like Sword Coast Soundscapes. They are available for free on YouTube. They do ambient noise for your tabletop role-playing game. They have quite the selection.
You know who else does ambient noise for tabletop role-playing games? Yes.
Why, Jake, that would be the fantasy music, the fantasy RPG music skill for your Amazon Alexa.
Ooh.
What does that do?
Well, it has a series of musical tracks that will play on a loop for various different locations or scenes in a battle. Well, not necessarily just a battle, just like in a game of D&D.
Yeah.
But they have three different ones for fights.
That's pretty cool.
Makes it really nice when you're going through your D&D Beyond account.
Exactly. We have a friend called D&D Beyond, an online digital tool set for Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition for character sheets and DM tools, like making encounters and stuff.
Not an official sponsor.
None of these are official sponsors.
Please
yet.
Sponsor us.
But the dream.
Beyond the
But the dream sponsor would be Hero Forge.
Hero Forge, yeah.
Check a pop. All right, Courtney,
keep it in your pants.
I want a free lifetime supply.
I want it now.
You're gonna
anyway.
Get it.
Hero Forge allows you to design your own custom miniature
for
your role-playing game characters. They don't just have fantasy; they have science fiction stuff too.
It's
really cool.
But they do have it's a lot of fantasy stuff.
It updates pretty regularly.
Every Tuesday, they add something new.
They're gonna have color minis.
Those are coming out because that Kickstarter was a massive success.
Yes.
Please say it like that again.
Massive success.
Why does that sound like...
Sometimes Norrin just gets possessed. He just gets possessed by the spirit of
him. Yeah.
But yeah, it's super good, so check those out too. With all that out of the way, my name is Norrin, and I am your dungeon master.
My name is Eva. I am thankfully still playing Ashton, a human paladin of the heroism.
My name is Courtney, I play Ava, Wood Elf, Circle of Shepherd, Druid, and I want to play right now.
My name is Jake, and I play Dimitri, also known as Libby, Life Domain Cleric, Human.
My name is Courtney, playing Elena, the Eladrin Fighter Druid, who is currently losing her shit.
Aren't we all?
Yes.
I am Bailey, I play Briar, the Human Warlock, who is currently terrified.
I have to say, I love this. This is the most emotion we've seen from Elena and Briar, and I'm here for it.
Whatever. This is not. I feel like it's not the most emotion you've seen.
No, besides rage.
Accurate.
Nora,
all right.
What happened last week?
Well, Eva, I'm so glad that you asked me that. Let me tell you. Last week on Dungeon Stories, the Revengers had split themselves into two groups to deliver Reese to the Queen of Air and Darkness.
What could possibly go wrong?
Ave and Elena, decidedly the ones who could travel the fastest, due to their low resting times, traversed ahead with Ave in her wild shape form, carrying Reese forward, leaving the three humans behind, in theory, to windwalk after them with the help of Daryl the Genie, but miscalculating on the recharge time for the ring, had to walk. While walking, two frost salamanders who hunt warm-blooded creatures emerged from the ground and attacked the three humans. During the battle, Ashton lost his life, and thanks to a revivify from Prince Dimitri, was able to come back and retain his existence. Meanwhile, technically, like 2 hours in the future, but that's besides the point. Ave and Elena were attacked by an arc-like phoenix emerging from a storm that was brewing above them. They managed to defeat the phoenix, and are left with the metal egg of an arc-like phoenix. The two groups decided to take short rests, and it's on the tail end of those short rests that we pick up. So at this point, Avi and Elena would be in the air after this short rest.
Yeah, I'll give my backpack to Elena and tell her to take really good care of it, please.
So
put
what's
it on
the
front.
Time difference currently?
Oh, we're going to speed up so there is a clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So as you deliver the backpack into Elena's arms, you begin flying once again. And then you guys finish up, the three humans, you finish up your short rest. Anything you need to do before you start traveling again?
Yeah, I think we should probably go. I'm a little wary about sending a message, unless we absolutely have to. I'm feeling a little drained.
Yeah, I think we should wait until, like, before we long rest.
Alright.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm sure they're doing fine.
I actually, during my short rest, I would have liked to have done a survival check on the animals to see what I could scavenge.
Like,
they have jewels for eyes and stuff.
Can I help with that?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead and make a survival check.
I'm going to tell Noodles to start flying northward for a bit and let me know what he sees.
23.
So they don't have, their eyes aren't actual jewels, they just kind of glisten that way in the light. However, you are able to probably remove their, like, frost glands, like the organs that allow them to expel the cold breath. With a roll that well, you're probably able to get it out pretty solidly. So you have two frost salamander glands.
Okay. I'm going to start a new document called New Inventory, because I don't know what I still have. So, new... And then while I'm doing that, I'm just going to be, like, kind of talking to Briar and, Ashen. Sorry, I'm so grateful you're still here. I just... My brain's... do you think that they're talking about us?
Probably not. Ave's a bird.
Oh, that's true. Can she talk when she's an animal?
Animals can't talk.
Some can.
I mean, Ave talks to them, so I think they can.
But do they talk back?
I mean, she seems to know what they're saying.
So she can probably understand
them. Yeah.
But I'm saying, do they speak?
I don't know, you know, but that also doesn't stop Elena from just talking at her.
That's true.
Yeah, and Elena is not really a chatterbox, so they were probably not talking about us.
Cool.
So, yeah.
So they're not talking about us, we've decided.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think they're talking about us.
Well, what do you think they would say about us if they weren't talking about us?
You know, I bet they'd be like, man, that Dimitri is so handsome and is just growing up into,
thank you,
like, such an awesome warrior. I mean, like, I bet Elena's probably like, oh, I mean, you know, oh, Dimitri, he's just so cool now, you know?
They're probably saying all of that because that seems
highly
accurate.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, they were saying none of that.
Well,
they
literally called you guys dumb.
In reality,
it was an alarm.
They
attempt,
were in fact saying none of
that. We left the idiot humans alone.
Lena's having her mental breakdown right now.
Yeah.
To isolator pouches. I bet they're saying, you know, Ashton is tough. Cool.
Oh.
And
does Noodles see anything when I send him northward? Did he see the big mirror? Because
we weren't told how far away it was. But
not yet. No, we
okay.
Still,
because I think we've only been walking an hour.
Yeah,
maybe
I know, but we weren't told how far
people.
Away it was, so that's why.
I bet they're saying Briar is cool but creepy, but that's not your fault. That's
and
cool,
like,
though.
It's not her fault. She's cursed.
Yeah.
She can use her powers for good, and she's a good person.
Yeah.
Thank you.
They're probably like, wow, I really miss all of them. I wish they were here with me.
I bet that is what they're saying. You know, because let's be real. Also, actually, I am genuinely worried about Elena kind of dying. She tends to get, like, into trouble.
But doesn't she have healing?
I'm sure they have plenty of potions.
I literally hate myself so much because I'm really sorry about that.
Yeah. I mean, Elena kind of also has a potion problem, too, so...
She does?
I mean, I wouldn't repeat this around for guys, but I definitely think that after that, like, storm, you weren't there.
Are we gossiping?
I was there.
You were there. The storm giant and the haste potion thing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a little bit of gossiping action. She...
I don't do that often, but I will with you guys.
Okay.
I feel really close to you.
So, she, like, drank these potions, and her eyes went a little crazy. I think she was really into it.
I just don't think you're supposed to mix potions.
Yeah.
But she did.
She did. And she got like...
What was it like?
So she kind of grew.
She's pretty tall.
Yeah. And she was lifting like... I mean, remember the wedding? She was lifting like stone.
Was she taller than me?
No. But she could have broken you with like one hand.
That's so much.
Yeah. And I think she really was upset when it wore off. I think we need to keep an eye on her. Our own potions.
Well, they said not even once, so.
Storm giant potion, not even once.
Briar, I was also kind of curious. Could you teach us maybe, so this is kind of more of because I'll be doing more nobility stuff. Could you teach us like about manners and shit?
Ooh, I mean, I never learned what men are supposed to do. I only know what noble ladies are supposed
to do. I'm sure it's the same.
Yeah, it's probably exactly the same.
Let's just do it.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not nobility, but it'd be fun to learn.
Yeah, I teach them everything I learned from a child to when I left my house. All the stuff about, you know, what works to use, how to hold your hands, how to bow, how to curtsy, all of that. I teach them all of it.
Wow.
I'm
excited. How to do a corset.
Yeah.
How many hours do we work?
Make intelligence checks.
No!
The only thing I don't teach is dancing because we're walking. Dancing will have to be later.
And a negative one, and then I'm
okay, okay. Just a straight intelligence or?
Yeah, just add your intelligence to it.
16.
That's really good.
13.
Okay. You retain a fair amount of it. Libby seems to take to it a little more naturally than Ashton. But yeah, you retain a decent amount.
Cool.
You might remember which fork to pick up.
How long does that take?
We've got lots of things we want to talk about.
Yeah, that's true. We have tons of ping on.
Yeah, we have hours of time to fill.
Yeah, that's true.
They're getting farther and farther ahead of us.
So do you think we're going to really be able to... I mean, realistically, guys, do you think we're going to catch up to them?
I mean...
Once you get to your cloud...
I'm not only a cloud, but it was like, whoosh, you know, we're moving pretty fast.
I think once
we probably could.
If we push the whole cloud time, we will.
Okay.
Ashton is going to see that...
But for right now, I feel like walking's the best we can do.
He'll see that Dimitri's still a little hurt, and he'll do... 40 points of his lay on hands. We'll just like put him on kind of the back of his neck.
So, Ashton, I know you were chosen by Annotatus.
Sure was.
And your sister's a mage? Or wizard?
And his face kind of goes like, you know, neutral. She's training to be a wizard, I think.
You think?
I haven't seen her in a long time, but that's kind of what she always wanted to do. That was kind of her thing. She was always reading these books, and they had the titles, you guys. They were pages in themselves. They were so long. But I think that's what they were about. I, like, tried to read one once, but it was so boring.
So, does magic, like, run in your family, or...?
No. My dad's just, like, a fisherman, and my mom's a doctor. But my sister's just, like, very good at it, and then I have another sister, and she's kind of also good at it, but she, like, mixes magic and technology, and she, like, builds things, and sometimes there were, like, explosions at my house, because she would, like, do the wrong thing, but it's okay. No one died.
Okay. So you just have two sisters, then?
I have like a few. And then I have my brother, you know, like there's a few.
How much is a few?
And then he'll like start counting out his fingers. So I have Corvo, and he's my older brother. He's like in the King's Reach, and then there's Danielle, and then there's Ebora, and Teresa, and Lucas, and Dina, and then there's Peter, who I've never met before, but he's alive.
Yeah. So there's seven?
Yeah. Is that weird?
No, I have two brothers and a sister.
That's like almost as much.
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah.
Brother. Pretty cool, I think.
Are you the baby?
No, I'm in the middle.
Okay.
Me and Teresa are like kind of in the middle.
Cool. Does Liam know your family?
I just shoot Lydia a look.
He met them once.
Wait.
So yeah, he's met some of them, not all of them, but some of them.
Okay. Cool. And then, Briar, you were saying that you were going to get married?
Yeah. I mean, getting up there in age.
How old are you?
19.
No. Oh, fuck. It's like,
oh, God. Not only are we humans,
we're
young.
No. We figured that if you calculate the elves' age into human years, Briar's the oldest. Briar, let me check.
I'm pretty sure she's 23. Pretty sure she's 26 or 27.
What is Elena then?
Elena's like 21 or 22.
26.
Okay.
Let me check my birth certificate.
I
couldn't remember.
And you said it was arranged?
Yeah, that's not that old.
Yeah, is it normal for nobles to get young? Like, do I have to get young?
Norin, is arranged marriage common in your world?
It depends on the family. They're a little more archaic, so families that still subscribe to them are kind of viewed as a little behind the times. Most noble families are kind of moving past that. But that's because most families in the Empire don't really need to make political deals anymore, because the Empire covers so much space now.
Okay.
Well,
so.
It's not common anymore. It's just my siblings are all married and having kids, and I was still at home. And I didn't really want to leave, so my parents were like, well, we found this nice family that you can get married to, and they need, you know, a good an alliance. They live in a different country, and I went and moved in with them. So, it's not something that happens all the time.
Okay. For instance, Lionel could marry... like Elena.
I don't see why not. Unless he's betrothed to someone already, then
if he is
married,
that's probably not okay.
Awkward. Yeah. I don't think he is. He would have said something.
No, yeah. It's just something my family did because I was having a hard time meeting people.
Okay.
His family needed someone of a good birth, so they chose me.
Okay. And he was like your best friend.
That's nice. I mean,
he told me he'd make me the godmother if I ever get the curse broken. So that's cool.
That's kind of nice, I guess.
Is it like a ratio?
Yeah, it's like...
I'm excited.
Yay.
And he gave me noodles.
He gave you noodles?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's nice.
It was our it was his engagement present to me.
Wow. Noodles is pretty neat.
1 year is equivalent to 5.5
millimeters. But 11?
Yeah.
They reach maturity at
the same age.
Okay.
That's how I calculated it.
So if you want Elena to be 22, then you have more than 22 by 5.5.
That's how old she is. As an elf.
5. She's like 18.
That's a lot younger than I thought she was.
It makes a lot more sense now. I wonder if Ave had to be like in an arranged marriage thing.
Do you think that's why she was with that lady? With, you know?
You know what, guys? Ave's not here, so I think we can be completely honest. I'm not a fan of this woman.
Oh my gosh, I thought I was the only one. She does not seem cool.
Okay, because
it seems like maybe she's doing bad things. But not, but just because she wants to, not because she's being controlled. It seems like maybe she's just doing it.
Yeah. Briar.
Thoughts.
Oh my god.
I feel like it's none of my business.
Briar, you can be honest here, okay?
Yeah, it's just the humans.
You have like opinions. It's just humans.
Well, I feel like that this person is going to become a problem, and I am curious as to whether or not Ave will be prepared to deal with it.
I'm just saying, I don't think loved ones attack their loved ones.
Okay. You'd be surprised.
Sometimes they are being controlled, but like...
Well, actually.
What?
Let's keep going. And they just start singing a little thing. A
little ditty?
Yeah,
like,
a little ditty to try to distract everyone.
Did I say something? All I said was loved ones shouldn't attack loved ones.
Well, I mean, my dad and my uncle used to fight each other all the time, and they love each other.
Also, I rolled 14 performance checks, so it sounds pretty good.
Nice.
I guess me and Elena, like, we kind of play fight, like, we'll try to out-drink each other. But I just don't think that's it.
And he starts, like, dancing a little
bit.
Anyways, part of our walk, I dedicate, you know, a majority of time of teaching them manners.
Yeah.
I also tell them my backstory for probably, like, 10 minutes, because it's not very long.
I'll fill them in on mine, kind of, queen... Hiding me and growing pants.
Okay, the stuff you learned in the papers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Meeting their hunters.
Yeah.
I glaze over the fact that the Pale Man used the sword to destroy my temple, and I talk about how I had a really good friend, and then she passed away, but I do not name Diana.
And I also ask him about the various adventures he's gone with the adventurers.
I go into it. I even take the cards that she saved, and I'm just like, I'll show her that. I'll be like, so Ave was over here, and she was all like, ah! Summon Kuwinda!
I'm going to, you know, be perceiving. And so
yeah, we're all fucking watching, okay? All of
us. Maybe not Libby.
No,
yeah.
Libby isn't providing the entertainment while
yeah.
we're watching.
I'll be like walking backwards and I'll be like, and then one time Elena was all like, I have a friend who's a dressmaker! And then like, he was all like, I'm not a dressmaker! And then she was all like, oh no! And I was like, what do you mean you're not a dressmaker? And he was like, actually, I'm my own business! And then, you know, and then moving forward. And then I found out that Elena was actually part of this, like, you know, Nightlog Alliance thing. And I was like, what? Wait, that's illegal!
She
you're dating my brother! But they're not dating me.
It was a part of what?
Anyway, so then Ave was all like, oh my god, so,
bitch.
Like,
yeah,
pirate.
So,
fuck?
No,
my
bitch. I'm just kidding.
And then we gave them the boat, and then we were here, guys, and then Elena was all like, oh my god, he's in a box!
We were
and then,
there for that. But this is...
And then Ashton was all like, oh my god, Liam. And we were like, who's Liam? And then he was all like, I don't know. Ah!
And
Okay, so
yeah, let's move on.
Can I make like perception checks for myself and Noodles?
Yeah,
really
go ahead.
I would also like to make one because
I'm telling a story.
Okay, this is for Noodles. Lands. Okay, 14 for Noodles.
Okay.
And 11 for me.
13 for me.
Okay. A couple times.
My passive is 16.
A couple times, Libby kind of steals the show a little bit, so your attention kind of wanders to him a little bit more than what's around you. But ultimately, you travel the remaining 5 hours to reach.
Oh, fuck.
the mirror. The 5 hours go by, and you appear, and stretching out in front of you is just, as far as you can see, the ground in front of you is just this sheet of ice that is extremely
but
reflective.
But we told you,
okay.
Watch out.
Yeah, so when we see it, I'm immediately going to, like, hold out my hands. Guys.
Yeah.
Okay, they warned us about being charmed.
What? I mean, we gotta keep going.
Is there any way around this? Is there any
It extends as far as you can see.
Okay, so we just have to cross. Hopefully it's not...
Do we, like, do we think that it's when we see our reflection? Do you, what,
yeah.
How?
Do you want us to walk across blindfolded?
Well, we just, that's not bad.
Maybe just, like, look kind of up a little bit.
And I take my gag off and I'm like, I can tie it.
That's been in your mouth.
As, like, I see her pull that out, I'm like, I'm glad that we had this time with her, though, because now I understand about that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about the night.
It's okay.
We all
need
anyway. I think that if we just look up a little bit, I don't think we should be blindfolded. If we just look up, you know, I think that it'll be fine.
Okay. Should we, like, hold hands?
Yeah, let's hold hands.
Maybe, Ashton, do you think we should do bless, or...
How long is bless last?
That's fair. Maybe I can do it. I have to have a bless.
Well, don't we already get a +4?
Oh, because you're...
Well, and bless only lasts...
It's only
for
a minute.
For a minute, so it would only be for a little while, and I'm not sure when this is going to happen.
Okay, so we're not doing the blindfold? I'm pulling out, like, a piece of cloth.
I think that's... if you guys think it's a good idea, we can do it, but I think maybe it's a bad idea.
Maybe if we have,
like,
someone leading. Who's the, like, most not to be charmed?
Probably me.
What do you have?
A +9 on my
card. I have +12.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Then Ashton should lead.
Okay, so we should blindfold and you lead?
How did you get such a high charisma?
You have +12 technically too, because you have aura of protection, which gives you the +4.
Oh.
So it could be either of us.
I wasn't adding that.
Wait.
You'd have 13, actually. You'd have 13.
Oh, wow.
So might be different.
I mean, we don't have to. I don't know if I'm tying it.
I think the blindfolds are a really bad idea because we have to take them off if we get in a fight.
Yeah.
So maybe just.
I'm gonna, like, tie it. I don't know, guys. And then, like, walk and immediately fall. Okay, no blindfolds.
I'll, like, lift him up.
Thank
back.
You. Okay, taking the blindfold off.
So
hold hands.
Hold hands.
Yeah, let's hold
and
hands.
And look up. Okay, let's
hold
go.
Us and then start walking.
Okay. As soon as you step foot onto the ice.
We're not looking, Norm.
The voice enters your head.
Oh, my God.
So go ahead and make Christmas saving.
Error with +4.
Oh,
okay.
Man. What should I use?
Oh,
I'm
shit.
Use Scanlan's, but I'm going to use this.
Oh,
this is the only question I
17.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to
be fine.
That was
good. That was good.
18?
So, +13?
Whoa, what?
For saving throw?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Saving throw.
Yeah.
27?
17.
So what is the
17
voice?
17
was all.
Well, the voices enter your attempt to enter
fail?
Your head.
No!
No!
And then.
He'll tell you later.
I
chill
fail.
Out. Did you guys all succeed?
Yeah.
Shit.
And then you manage to push the voice out. Being warned of it and kind of being prepared,
what's
you're able to resist the
doing?
Effect. And the voice does not materialize.
And then I got a 1. It was a fail.
I'll tell you what it says later.
Yeah, shut up.
I'll tell you what it says later.
Hey, just count yourself lucky. We almost died.
Did you feel that?
Yeah, I think we're good now. And I look down.
You look down, you see a reflection, and there's no attempt for it to try.
Oh, I think we're fine.
Oh, cool.
I
wait for my reflection. Let's go.
Yeah. As, like, is it, like, hard to walk on it? Is it just...
It's slippery for sure.
We'll still hold hands, I guess, to keep each other.
Yeah, but you can... walk across it.
This is pretty fun. You know, I think we did a pretty good job, guys. You know, I bet Ave and Elena didn't have any issues here. And
yeah, I bet they're fine.
Yeah.
You know what I just realized? Is that you guys both were in Pantheon training. Did you guys train together?
Oh. I think I was there after you, though.
So I was at Pantheon. I grew up there. I was in the Temple of Anitatis for a while. And then I got kind of bored. Anyways, so the goddess of love, like her temple, was pretty fun. It was pretty exciting. So I trained in
Would I know who the goddess of love is?
Yeah. She's a common member of the pantheon.
She was
pretty
amazing. So some of her followers were like leaving to spread the word one day, and I kind of like jumped in the caravan, like, and hid. We left, and then they kind of found out I was there, so I stayed with a couple of them. But yeah, I think I left before I was pretty young.
Yeah, I was there after. You might know my friend though. She grew up there too.
What was her name?
Her name was Amber. Or her name is Amber. She's
Amber. Amber?
Yeah.
Wait, hang on. How did she look?
She was like a dwarf. She was short, as dwarves tend to be. And her hair was like curly and crazy, you know. And she was like kind of serious. Her parents left her there, or her parents didn't leave her there. Her parents were dead, and other people left her there because they were like, "No, take care of her. She's a baby."
And her name was Amber.
Yeah, her name was
Amber. Yeah, I knew Amber.
Really? I love Amber!
Yay! I mean, maybe she's gotten better. Maybe she doesn't give new kids swirlies.
Oh,
and,
no.
You know,
no.
Stuff anymore.
She was really nice when I knew her. We got in trouble, like, a lot. But she was pretty...
Not so surprising.
She, like, kept us from getting in trouble, though.
Okay. She probably, to be honest, I mean, it probably would have gone better if I wasn't trying to, like, play pranks on her, too.
Oh. Yeah, she doesn't react well, so she's got a little
temper. Well, yeah, but, and then also if she hadn't been such a, like, a follow-the-rules person, you know? I mean, like, oh, like, why do
yeah.
I, like, no.
She's pretty cool, though.
Stay, get back in for curfew. Like, oh, mop the floors when it's your chore, so I don't have to do it. Oh. You know, just stuff like that. But she was pretty cool. Actually, hang on. Was she was a paladin? No. She's a paladin
now, like me.
Yeah.
We
I was like,
took
she
our
was doing
oath
the
together.
Training. Yeah, she was doing a different training than me when I was learning. So I
yeah.
was she so hang on. Did she leave the pantheon with you and you left or
Okay.
Sorry.
So,
yeah.
Sorry.
You guys continue walking at this time.
Well,
So you continue the 5 hours that it took you to get there, and then by the time that you reach the full 24 hours, you've been walking for quite a while now today.
We should probably long rest. Are we off the ice?
You're still on the ice.
Guys, I'm gonna go with a long rest because let's be real, walking in plate armor is killer on the feet. I haven't had to walk this long in a very long time.
Well, I could have carried you. I'm pretty sure. Anyway, I'm down for a long rest, but we should be careful.
Yeah, we should take watches.
Okay, I can go first. I'm fine.
I'll take a last watch. I fall backwards.
Okay, you wake me up when you need to go to sleep.
Okay. I'll park myself and do a watch.
Ave and Elena, or... Yeah, that's correct.
Ave, Elena, Reese, and now the egg.
That's correct.
Yeah, the egg!
You've been flying for about... You, like, reach the end of your 8 hours?
Six.
The end of your 6 hours. Yeah.
Sorry, I would have done this before I went to sleep. I'm gonna message them.
Okay.
So I don't know if they'll get it now.
We'll get it while we're
flying. Yeah, so I'll just cast something. We made it...
Wait, who are you sending it to?
Ooh, Ave.
You can send it to.
I am an evil.
Yeah,
but she'll be automatic. I think you can just automatically respond.
Can you? Because it's mental and not.
So it says as long as you have an intelligence of score of at least one, you understand the meaning of my message, and you can answer in a like manner immediately.
You have to speak, don't you?
What if he doesn't?
So I send a short message of 25 words or less.
Well, he doesn't send.
Yeah, but it's verbal.
I can land.
Yeah, so it's verbal somatic material.
Yeah, so Libby couldn't reply to it.
Yeah, Libby, you should send it to either Elena or Reese because Ave might be a bird.
And Reese is in a box, so maybe Elena.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I've used it on the Kraken, but okay, I will
send
it to Elena.
The Kraken can speak.
Yeah, the Kraken.
God, you're just doing everything you can to avoid speaking to me.
Reese. We are...
It doesn't go through!
Okay.
It's not a magic ball! Literally, yeah! Literally.
But I I did talk to him when he was in the magic box.
Not through message.
Not through... Magic doesn't go through the box.
No, I cast sending when he was being transported.
Oh, shit. You're right. Okay, yeah, continue.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute. No, I'm kidding. Reese, wait a minute. No, I'm kidding. Reese,
Wow, fuck
tell
you.
Elena and Ave, we made it over the ice just fine.
We're still
no
on the ice.
Issues. Well, they don't need to worry about it. Going to take a long rest.
Then wind walk.
Then wind walk.
Bye.
Reese will say, Libby just told me that they made it across the ice.
Are they across the ice yet?
Yeah,
we are.
Not quite yet.
He's a lying sack of shit.
I just look down at the ice as an eagle and make a confused eagle.
You can tell I said that. He's a lying sack of shit, but I'm glad that they're okay.
Elena says that you're a lying sack of shit, but she's glad that you're okay.
You can tell Elena this is why I didn't message her. But I love all of you guys, and I'm glad you're safe. Ash and Dad.
That's so fucked up.
Libby said that... That Ashton. Oh god, he said that Ashton died.
What?
I land.
Yeah. I'm like, Avi, did you hear that?
And I like transfer back into a human once Elena's like, Avi.
Wait, what exactly did he say, Reese?
He said that.
Is he still dead?
He said that Ashton died.
Ask him if he's still dead.
What
and
was the context of what he said? Did he say it in like a jovial voice?
That
was
all he
crying?
Said.
And then the window of like closes.
Is
you guys are just shouting at him.
Is he still dead?
Ooh, guys, I think he's still dead. Oh.
But they know you can bring people back. I'm sure they know.
Yeah, they probably know.
Yeah.
And then he starts crying.
I feel like you should give them peace of mind. We don't want them waiting up.
Oh, he's crying.
But you're running out of energy. Maybe we should just not
know. Well,
we're
taking
my
fucking god.
We're going to take a long rest so you'll recharge. Tell them that Ashton is fine.
Oh my god, Elena, do we need to go back?
I don't know.
Okay, I think we should take a vote.
Libby. Message them. He's the prince. I don't think you can tell him what to do.
He's not the king, though.
But he's the prince. And I don't know a lot, but I know that hierarchy-wise, prince, other nobles.
We're not in the Kalman Empire right now.
I'm gonna do what Briar says.
Okay.
She's older, I trust her. Hey, just a quick update. He's not still dead. We brought him back. He just died a little. Okay. Going to sign off. Love, Dimitri.
What the fuck? Why would you say it like that? That's so fucking rude. God, fuck.
What did he say, Reese?
That's the reply that you get.
I'm cool with that, yep.
Oh, okay.
He said he's not dead anymore.
Fuck that bitch. Ah!
You asshole.
Is that what you replied, Reese?
Yes.
Thank you.
Guys, I will say that was a short time. I'm just really tired. I'm so
go
sorry.
Go to bed.
Go
to bed.
Was,
okay.
Okay.
Go to
sleep.
Okay. I'll keep watch. Everything's
going to
be fine.
Okay.
God, James.
I can help myself.
I can go for another 8 hours, Elena.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Right. Whatever.
Yeah.
Imagine
no.
How amazing Grace is gonna feel when you can finally like stretch.
All right,
God,
let's
that'd
keep
be
going.
Amazing. Okay, I'm gonna wild.
She
again.
Starts falling for random heights. That'll feel pretty amazing too.
And point of order, I'm only flying maybe like 50 feet above the ground this time.
Okay. So you guys take off again. Probably about 2 more hours go by, and you finally have crossed the ice.
Okay.
And in front of you is a thick forest of pine trees.
How tall are the pine trees?
They're like redwood heights. We're talking like a few hundred feet tall.
Do we see like anything in the distance?
The trees in front of you are so thick that it's...
Yeah.
Make perception
checks. Oh, like we're within the trees, right?
Well, you have a, you're like right...
Oh, they're like in front of us.
They're like in front
like
of you.
Blocking our...
Yeah. And they're like 200, 300 feet tall.
I still
like they're
to make
massive
perception
and
checks,
super
though.
Thick.
Yeah.
As far as you can see, the forest is, and it looks like a forest. There are big, thick trees that are kind of obscuring your view. They're kind of placed at random intervals, and there's not like a clear road, like paved through it or anything like that.
Yeah. I'll kind of like stop, like kind of hover, like at the tree line.
They're
not like,
turning all the way around.
Oh god, I'm a fucking owl, I'm an eagle. Just kind of like stop and like kind of like turn my head like a little bit so she knows I'm waiting for her to tell me something.
Do you want to fly through the trees or do you want to fly above the trees? Or that seems really high.
I guess we should.
Not if you can fly through the trees. Not if you want to fly through the trees.
I'm gonna laugh.
Okay.
And then I'm just gonna change back. I don't know. I can fly through the trees. Theoretically, we are going to be moving at a slower pace than as if I wasn't flying through trees. Do I think it might be faster to like walk through the trees?
Maybe not like
if we were on horses.
It could be. The tree is a little thick to have like your wingspan as a giant eagle.
Yeah.
Kind of.
So
make
we
it
either
through.
Fly over it or we ride through it.
Yeah, I think I can make something or turn into something that we can ride.
Fly, you fools.
Don't fly. Yeah, I mean, whatever you feel comfortable doing.
I mean, I don't know very much about the Feywild.
Well, I don't know much about this area.
Are there a lot of magic forests in the Feywild? Are there forests in the...
I think they're all magic.
Yeah. What kind of magic things are in them? I've never been in the
like
Feywild forest.
Bay.
What kind of bad things? Are the bad things on the ground or in the trees or
all of it? All everything that you're thinking, yeah, it's there.
Okay.
like there's the possibility to like come across some good things, but there's also the very real possibility that we will come across some very bad things.
So the air around you, don't breathe. That moss. Better have a high constitution.
We have some options.
Do we?
I can turn into a brown bear, a dire wolf, a giant hyena, a giant spider.
And you feel like you can carry
a lion or a tiger. I mean, all those things are pretty strong. They're pretty big. I think I could carry probably you and Reese in any of those forms. Those are the only ones that would make sense. I think...
No,
I don't want to be a toad. And like an octopus isn't feasible. Maybe let me think for a second if the giant spider has a climbing speed. Because then if something bad happens on the ground, I can just scurry up a tree, you know?
So something bad happens.
But how would you carry Reeves? Because you don't have, like,
a tie. I don't know. I'm thinking about our options right now, Elena.
I'm really bad at this magic thing.
Yeah, I can climb on trees or upside down as a spider. And have a web attack.
What's your strength as a spider?
Oh, it's only +2. What would I need? How strong would I need to be to carry just Reese, and then how strong to carry Reese and Elena?
So your carrying capacity is your strength times 15, and then you double that for every size category above medium.
Okay, so this is a large beast.
Okay, so what's the strength?
14. +2 modifier.
14 times 15 times 2 is 420 pounds.
I could carry, yeah.
Nice.
Oh. Well, but did we determine how heavy Reese is with the box?
I
less
mean,
than 400 pounds.
Well, yeah, but me and him.
Well, how much is Elena?
No more than, like, 130
pounds.
Probably.
How many?
130 pounds.
That leaves 290. Reese is probably around that much, because he's pretty thin. So he's 160, which the box is probably at most 90 pounds. So yeah, you can do it.
With a +2, but not a +1.
Right, it's based on the carrying capacity. So
I know, but 14.
And what's your walking speed of this one?
Oh shit, it's only 30 feet. There's so many things to think about, and there's so many things that I can turn into. Okay.
But
so the spider would necessarily be any faster.
But you could carry Reese. I guess technically I could as well.
I mean, he'd be like on your.
Okay.
It would be. Yeah.
Spiders don't really carry. You know what I mean?
Like I could drag. I mean, like.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Sorry, don't hit your head, Reese. Sorry,
mean,
we just
ran
into a tree.
Like,
just
up there's a web to like, make like a.
Well,
like spiders, though, don't they? Because they hold when they catch.
I mean, how far apart are the trees? Like, could a large creature go in between them?
Can they? Do the trees move?
I mean, yeah, I guess depending on the creature.
Depending on the creature.
But, like, the difference is, like, so, like, a giant eagle, even if it's large, it has, like, a. Like a 12-foot wingspan or something like that.
Well,
can we breathe at 300 feet?
Can you breathe?
Yeah.
Like
elevation.
Yeah.
Mount Everest Base Camp, you can breathe at, and it's way higher than that.
Okay. So,
assuming the ice is like sea level.
Yeah, we're not.
I mean,
like,
no,
like,
there's
you
no
have
outside.
To be pretty fucking high.
You have to be really high
yeah.
to start losing.
Yeah, you have to get through like the first layer of like.
So. And we're, like, pretty much at sea level.
Well, I mean, you're kind of above it. You're in, like, a mountainous
okay.
region. It's, like, sloping up, but...
Anyway,
Jeez, it's stuff I never thought I'd ever think about in a D&D game. Elevation. And
technically, though, I mean, I guess if we fell, there's a potential for the trees to break or fall.
Yeah.
But also, it doesn't seem like a great idea for Reese in a box. So, can you conjure like horse eggs?
I can. Yes. Let me see what spells I have available right now because I used some in the fight. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, 4,000 feet above sea level is Pocatello.
Oh, so yeah, you're fucking good.
And it doesn't, like, high altitude is 8 to 12,000 feet. So
and
you have to climb another 4,000
yeah,
feet.
Yeah, people live in high altitude.
Yeah. So you're fine.
You fucking climb.
Yeah, I can conjure...
What
is
this, only 2,730 feet? Oh, I'm sorry, you have a bolt.
No, that's like my roller.
No.
I can conjure up 2 dire wolves or 2 lionesses. I'll get there.
strength and stuff. Every creature has different stats. I'm sorry, I know this is kind of like a drag.
Calculating.
The direwolf is stronger than the spider, so how about I make two direwolves? We can ride on one, and we can put Race on the other. Let's do it. I think they only last an hour now. but I can cast it five times before I long... Oh, six times before I long rest again.
That's if you make it.
Okay.
To cast six times.
Alright, let's do it. Okay.
But won't be more than...
I will be conjured. Wait, oh, how fast are the wolves? The wolves go 50 feet, so they're pretty fast.
Hey, before we do that,
yeah,
maybe you should fly up above the trees, just as you, and see if there's, like, an end in sight.
Okay.
The green sea.
Sure, I will do that.
Is
I
the
will...
Queen of Air and Darkness standing at the other end of the
tree? I will fly
she's a living sand step.
I will fly.
It's like frozen slush. It's not even a slushy, it's just
popsicles.
Like, yeah.
Just
like, I will
like
fly
to...
straight up above the tree
freezing
line and look at the horizon.
Make a perception check.
Remember since the mailman came, I said.
Oh, yes. I'll make perception.
Ooh.
It is pretty good.
Like she has a knock.
28. You can probably just see the end of the forest.
Can I estimate how many miles away it is?
A lot.
Fly over.
Fuck.
Hella.
Is that because you don't know how many miles away it is?
It's a lot. You estimate that it would probably take you
at a 50-foot speed. Looks so.
You think that if you were flying over top of it, it would probably take you approximately 2 days to fly over the top of it, like two rests.
Yeah.
Two
sleeps.
So it's probably going to put three sleeps going through it on feet. On paws, I guess.
Okay, I will land and relay that information. I think it might be safer for us to go over top.
I agree.
Rather than through.
The forest... fucking wild up in this bitch.
Oh my god.
You can sleep in the trees like a
well, I will defer to your judgment.
No! I don't want to choose. I feel like every time I choose, someone dies.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Okay, alright. Then I think...
She just fucking snaps.
Every time I choose, someone dies. Punches a tree.
Okay, that's
it
fine.
It collapses and then...
Wait. Reese.
What?
What do you want to do?
Jesus. Who's that? That's my father.
What?
Sorry. I said Jesus and then I had to cover for it.
Who's that? That's my mom.
His dad's name is Jesus.
Jesus, sorry, that's my dad. I just, I really am in the habit of using
Jesus.
His name to swear.
It would be safer and faster
holy
to go up. The only thing is, if something pops you guys off me,
off you? Oh, hop off.
If I'm flying and something knocks
you
guys
off,
off of me, we'll be pretty hurt. Did I get the sense with my 28 perception that like the trees would like stay or fall?
Would what?
That the trees would like stay or fall.
Like,
if we were to fall, would
break
the
it a little
trees
bit.
Like catch us?
I don't
so
think
so. We wouldn't fall like.
Well, I mean, like, maybe, like, we could make, like, it, because at that point, we'd be falling more than...
It says you fall 500 feet automatically. But I can fly at, like, 600 and at least give myself time to transform again and try to catch you guys.
So, you want to fly...
Okay, so what are you doing?
But if that...
Okay, what we're talking about... At least this is relevant, okay?
Is it?
Yeah.
More relevant than...
I mean, here, let's be real. The weird god that seems to run our fate will probably knock you out of the sky or have you devoured in the woods, so...
Plus, the higher we fly, I think the less chance there is of our running into something. And the eagle's pretty fast. Yeah. And you can always shoot things from me if we run into anything hostile.
Reese...
Oh,
he's not gonna fucking decide for you.
No, but I want your opinion because you're stuck in a box.
Well, I can't really see what we're looking at right now.
Okay, we're at some trees, all right?
No, I'm gathering.
I'm going to paint a picture for you.
Paint a word picture. If you're native one.
The options are fly 300 plus feet in the air or go through a potentially lethal forest on wolves.
God, neither sound pleasant.
Nope,
that's why we're asking you. I've dropped you a lot of times. I feel pretty bad about that.
Well,
it's also faster to fly.
It would be faster. By approximately a day.
Shaving a cycle of time off is appealing. I will defer to your judgment as the ones who can.
That's fucking fly.
See?
That's fly? Okay, I'm with you, Elena. Whatever.
Okay, that's just fly.
Okay.
Everyone is like someone else making a decision.
Okay, let's forget about the wolves, the lions, the spiders.
No matter what we do, it's gonna be fucking wrong.
Wolves and spiders and bears and fly.
Yeah, let's just forget about all of
the
those
right
animals.
Answer is to plane shift back.
In that case, Elena.
Just go home.
I can only go for 2 more hours before I long rest.
Do you just want to stay outside of the forest then? And
I think
rest?
That might be the safest.
And then go? Alright,
yeah, you can keep watch while I rest, and then you can rest on my back as I fly.
Yeah.
Just don't stop to rest when you're flying. Just take a point of exhaustion and keep going.
Alright, I don't have the spell slots for it, is the problem. Like, exhaustion is.
I will keep watch as Ave.
I will rest for 4 hours.
Cool.
Okay.
Wait, I want to check the egg.
Okay.
Can I make an Arcana check?
Like it doing?
Yeah.
To see how it's doing.
Sure.
Do I have any luck left?
Just say Americana check.
Oh no.
Eight. Yeah, at least tell if it's like doing okay.
You can
still alive.
You can feel like the pulse in it still, like the. So it's still got the arc in it, so there's still energy in it, yeah.
Okay. Yeah!
Oh my god, yes!
Sorry, I shouldn't have brought that show up.
Okay. I'm going to put my backpack on backwards so it's on my chest, and then I'm going to lay down with my arms around it and go to sleep like that.
Okay. Alright. So.
It's not as extra.
Humans. Long resting on the ice.
Yup. We sure are.
Who's on watch first?
Me.
Make a perception check.
I will.
And Noodles is also going to be awake then.
24.
Yeah, Noodles can make one too.
Okay. 6.
He doesn't see shit.
Noodles doesn't notice shit. However,
he's
Ashton,
making sure I don't choke.
You notice beneath the ice a figure. A long, dark figure.
Is it the arch?
Oh, jeez.
Is it coming
kind
towards
of
us?
Slithering towards you beneath the ice.
Wake up. Hey, wake up.
Yeah,
wake up.
Okay, I'm here.
Well,
I'm here.
Company, I think that. Do we have the genie?
I dream of genie?
See, it had been 17 hours.
It was.
No, don't.
Yep.
Get it out yet. Just, do we have it?
It was 17 hours by the time you got to the ice, and then you walked on the ice. I think we said when you went to long rest, it had recharged when you chose to long rest.
Did it? So we have it?
So you have it.
Okay.
How long does wind walk take to cast?
A minute.
Okay, we don't have time. We just have to get ready.
No.
I don't know. Is it an action?
No, it's
an action.
Instant.
But then it takes a minute to shift. But if we're going to fight, we could have Daryl fight with us.
But do we
want
to...
are we fighting?
Or we could just...
I don't know.
Fight.
What are we going to do?
Maybe
What's
we
happening?
Don't move. Maybe.
Okay.
Should we run? Or...
No!
Does it look aggressive? How aggressive does this shadow look?
It is coming right toward you.
Let's run.
Let's scatter.
Daryl?
No.
Which one?
Okay, oh my god, roll initiative. We need to take this 10 turns.
Oh lord. Well, for Daryl, she can cast it on us in the
middle. Maybe it's like the Kraken, maybe it just wants a friend.
then
you're friends with the Kraken? Wait,
yeah.
Can we talk about this?
I think so. Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe
that's,
not.
That's still pretty cool.
Ave doesn't have any cool animal pets yet, but I think that she, we just need to get her one.
Yeah.
I think she...
She can make herself any animal pet she fucking wants.
For an hour.
You should call Daryl. He has us.
Oh my god.
I think Daryl can fight with us.
I'm still not good.
You're still not good?
I'm not healed.
Yeah.
Well,
Daryl,
we haven't
lasted.
But I'm not healed all the way.
Yeah.
And you
that's why you have to
run.
Because it was, because we decided when we woke up it was 10, and then it took us how long to get to the water?
It's been about...
It's been enough time. We
can
call Daryl.
Can you just grab all of us and fly up?
You have Daryl, yes.
Okay.
So you would call and he can cast it, and if
we
end up fighting...
Well, now we're in initiative order, so I have to wait till it's...
I know, but I'm just saying, you can call and he can fight if... We're gonna
fight.
Okay.
Fight.
Can you just grab us and fly up? How many can you carry?
I think you can carry all three of us. We're pretty light.
Probably. It's more strong.
Yeah, just have them.
Man. This is stressful. Like, try it. It's almost like if we were like in the woods, you know, and we're staring at like some trees trying to figure out if we want to go through or over.
Okay, Dimitri, what'd you get?
16? It could just not go first.
Briar, what'd you get?
9.
7.
We could get a surprise round because we saw it coming.
It doesn't get a surprise round, I think.
That's why it's not getting one.
You know how last night I was like, why did I have him be proficient in perception? I'm glad that I did.
Okay. So.
Yeah, who's first?
It's the Kraken.
It's a fucking
it's
Kraken!
Well, it's not a full Kraken. It's a juvenile Kraken.
Oh, it's just a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, he's gonna do a chase sequence. That's
two,
what he's gonna
Dimitri.
Do.
Dimitri.
Oh, thank you. I
two?
Need two.
I don't have
three.
Whoa.
Yeah,
what was with the aggression?
We had that conversation and
three.
He was like,
oh, I'm three
die.
Still. That's cool.
Four over here.
Of course. Hey. I've been really nice to you tonight, man. Comparatively. And you killed my character.
Well.
No more. I'm not gonna be nice to Norn ever again. Because I was, and
ask fantasy
what happened?
To play encounter.
Well,
at least it's not the archfey.
Oh, whoops. I think I've been doing this wrong.
What?
So, appears in an unoccupied space you choose within 120 feet of you. It remains as long as you concentrate, as if concentrating on a spell. So can I not cast another concentration spell while I have him summoned?
Yeah, that's what it says, yeah.
So that means I can't ever windwalk when I've summoned him then, because it takes a minute of concentration to windwalk?
Can you concentrate on one? I mean, no, you can't concentrate on one spell, but it's transforming yourself.
Well, if he casts it and then you call him back in, then you can do it. Does that make sense?
Well, I'm just saying, I just don't know how we've been.
Guys, support D&D Beyond. They are bringing you this encounter where we
they
are
let me
all
look at
die.
My 50,000 animals that I can transform into real easy.
It's been really nice playing Ashton, everyone. I very much enjoyed it.
We struggled when there were 5 of us fighting. So you guys need to
get the fuck out.
Also, he would need to concentrate. So casting is a minute.
It's a minute to get to, but it was instant, and then it took a minute.
No, it's a minute.
No, it's
he needs to lift us all, and we need to get out.
I think casting time is a minute, and at the end of that minute,
I think we
transforms into
yeah,
a cloud automatically.
Yeah.
And then we have to, yeah. But then after that, we can at will choose to. Anyway, sorry, Narn, so.
Okay, anyway, he goes, he kills us all.
Oh, I just meant. So, yeah, can I not do concentration things while I'm summoning him?
Well, it doesn't matter right now.
Yeah.
Well, in case I need to do a couple, okay.
Yeah, I don't think you can...
They're all curious.
I think we've already said that you can transform into Windwalk while you have him out, but I don't think you could... Because technically he's the one who casts the spell, you're just...
Yeah.
No, I'm saying in case something happens during this fight where I try to do a concentration, I cannot do a concentration spell if I'm concentrating on him being summoned, is what I'm asking.
Yes, correct.
Okay, that was my question.
Okay,
we're good.
That is correct.
So I'm just saying. Yeah, no, I'm gonna bring him out. I'm just saying.
Put yourself. in a rest position or where you were standing?
Well, we're all up, aren't we? Because I said everyone get up, so we're not like prone or anything.
Are you all...
We'd all be clustered together at this point. I'll be in like in front of the other two where
I'm just terrified.
Is.
Yeah. And I'm telling you to summon Daryl.
Okay.
That's the kraken.
That's an alligator.
Jesus, God.
We're emotionally scarred.
The ice is going to shatter. Nineteen to hit Ashton.
No. Doesn't.
Okay, it's
missed.
Going to kind of break out, and then its tentacles are going to swing.
I'm just like holding the other two behind me.
21, Ashton.
That's my AC.
Okay.
Great. Am I gonna be grappled?
17 points of 17 points of bludgeoning damage.
Dude.
And you are grappled.
Dude.
I thought we were in the clear with Ash.
And it's going to lift you up. So you are like 10 feet up in the air right
Didn't
now.
Didn't he do healing?
Yeah, and I didn't get back up to full. Okay.
He didn't even have half, he's still bloodied.
As it drags me up, I'm just yelling, Dimitri, just get out of here!
Oh my god.
So you are suspended 10 feet in the air by the Kraken right now.
Thank you for listening. I love it. I'm so glad that I play this game every week with you guys.
Dimitri.
So I will. So I will say I dream of Jeannie.
They're looking at these five.
Get out.
Yeah, but if I lose concentration, I can't summon him again.
Just
I don't know. I guess he goes after me now on the initiative, or
have him pick you up and fly you up high.
So
I want to get you.
Yeah. So and then I'll cast. Okay, let's see. There's gotta be.
Yeah, you think about that every time, Ashton.
Do
you see this? It's dipping lower and lower and lower.
How are you looking?
He's really
me?
Bad.
I'm fine. You need to get yourself and Ashton out of here.
Okay. Well, hang on. I'm just trying to. I need to figure out. Okay. That sounds good.
Courtney, I will use my mini for other things if he perishes. So don't you worry.
That's not what
It will continue.
So, and then I'll look at Daryl as I summon him, and I'll be like, okay, lift me and Briar up, and we're gonna get him. And I'm gonna point at Ashton. And then, as a bonus action, I'm going to cast Healing Word, 60 feet, so everyone's gonna get it.
That's
better. It's not very much.
This time it's...
Oh yeah! Oh no!
Everyone heals 15.
Everyone? You use healing word though.
Yeah.
Mass healing word.
Oh yeah.
Dude, you guys...
So
I hate feeling so helpless. Like, I'm not even there.
So everyone
no
healed
15.
Yeah, and then Daryl... Yeah, he's not here, so I'm done.
We've been separated this like,
okay.
Whole...
What is Daryl's strength?
Also, can you imagine if we get told that Ashton dies?
And then he's like, no, he's fine. And then they come back and he's dead.
He's a 21.
Yeah.
He's a plus 5.
So
that's giant level strength.
And how...
He's
what's
a large.
His size? His size is large?
He's a large element.
So he's a 630 carrying capacity.
He can get all of
so
you.
So he can easily... He can carry all of you easily.
Yeah. I just,
I can get
so he's carrying
you.
Us.
So he's going to manifest. He's going to see the giant squid holding
all of us
Ashton.
Crying.
He's going to hold out his hand for you to grab onto, and then he'll pick up Briar. Libby, he'll put you like on his back.
Oh,
so you're like piggyback.
Oh, he's just picking us all up.
He's going to fly up and he's going to grab Ashton. Roll an athletics check for him.
Can I help? I can break free.
Don't worry. If he can't get you, I can get you out.
13.
13?
No.
I got 21.
Don't worry. He does that, right? Can he? Hang on. Because that's tight. He was that like an action? Or I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, an action. Yeah.
I'm gonna move.
Okay.
He's using his one free hand. He's got like Briar kind of tucked like football under one arm, and Libby, you're like on his shoulders, like around his
neck.
Oh
my god.
He's like reaches out with this massive blue hand and grabs Ashton. He's like pulling. He's like, you get him back right now. Down, boy.
Ashton's like, I hate this place. I hate it.
Daryl, don't let him go.
I should have stayed home from school today.
God, this is almost worse than fucking Drasnok.
Okay, Briar, you're in you're
Am
in
I
the arms.
Close enough to touch Ashton.
Yeah.
I grab Ashton and I'm gonna teleport. Well, I'm gonna dimension door on top of the
Wait, what?
So she dimension doors backwards, like onto Daryl's back.
So
the three of you are holding on to Daryl's shoulders.
Okay.
Go, Daryl, go!
Yeah, seriously, run away.
Daryl, get out of here!
Well, we're gonna. Yeah. So next is Ashton.
Okay, Ashton, anything you want to do on your turn?
I'll touch myself.
It happens when
just
I'm nervous.
Oh, God!
I'll just give myself 20 points.
So he's too big to be swallowed by the crack.
Oh my god!
So
he does not get swallowed, but he is held in the tentacle.
Good.
Kind of being like held into his mouth. That's the Kraken's turn. He took two attacks.
Daryl!
Dude,
it's your turn, Libby.
I'm so
how are you?
Just get us out of here.
Well, I don't know how to. I can't.
Try to hack off the tentacle or something. Do something.
I'm not getting anywhere.
anywhere near where I can lose concentration.
Libby, you
can say.
I'll figure it out.
So, what I'm asking...
I'm not okay.
...is how... Okay. Good. Because I can heal you and Daryl at the same time.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Ashton, just leave this to me. Okay, let's do this. This could work, maybe. I'll do a masculine word.
Oh, fuck, I can't use it. Now I need to use something else.
Okay, so everyone up feel 19. So I'm at 4.
What are you using to heal over there?
I use masculine mark.
Okay.
Yeah, I just have, because of the rings renewal and because of my life domain, I need some extra. Okay, so Daryl's fine again.
Good.
And then I'll yell at Daryl. Conjure an elemental thing. Try that.
Okay, if he uses his action to do that, he can't use his action to break free.
Oh, okay, well then yeah, I guess. Okay, try to break free.
Okay.
Just a picture of all of us swinging wild.
Go ahead and make an athletics check with him.
Use a different dice.
I don't remember which dice it was.
Use this one.
Oh, it's too late. I have luck.
You have luck. Daryl doesn't use your luck.
He uses luck on normal.
Oh, I don't have luck. Never mind. It's a fail. It's a critical fail.
What the fuck? Hey.
Okay. Daryl can't break free. Does he have any bonus actions?
This is the gate? Oh, yeah, it is. From this angle, it's just red.
Let's
I was like,
see.
Why is this a gate?
You know.
Yeah, because I think Alex says it's like at will and stuff like that, so I don't think so.
Okay.
Because it would say bonus action, right?
It would say casting time or whatever.
Okay. Briar.
Okay. So.
What is below. How high up are we?
10 feet.
Oh, and I can't do it anyways.
Can I try an Eldritch Blast the tentacle off, like, sever it?
Or do I need to use a weapon?
What kind of damage does it do?
Force.
I don't think that's going to sever it.
Can I get on the ground?
Can I drop down to the ground?
Yeah.
I'm going to let go.
Okay. Make a dexterity saving throw.
Which I have an advantage.
It's 6 points of fall damage.
That was
22. Okay, so you land on your feet, take 6 points of fall damage.
6 points. And I am... Oh, God. And I'm going to try with the Fang of Dendar. I'm going to pull it out. And I'm going to try and cut the tentacle so Daryl can get away.
Okay, make an attack.
All my dice have been doing so shit. I don't think that hits. It's a 15.
Oh god, 15 just misses.
Fuck!
You swing and you miss by like a fraction of an inch. Your blade just barely going below the tentacle. Like over here, 30 feet?
Yeah, because there's so many tentacles.
Okay.
I know, I'm just trying to get the heat off.
Okay.
I have Dimension Door. I can Dimension Door very far away if I have to.
Okay, Ashton.
Okay, I am going to drop down.
Okay.
What?
Make a dexterity saving throw.
All that matters is you live.
Take 6 points of fall damage.
Okay.
Heal you twice, and now you're like, ooh, let's just run into Kraken space.
I can tell.
17.
You guys can get away. Can
17, you managed to land on your feet.
6 points of fall damage, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I will do the same thing with my sword, and I will channel the divine power of Anubis, and I will try to chop the tentacle off.
Okay, make an attack.
Okay. I'm so nervous. Oh, it's a lot. It's like 17 plus 9.
Hits.
Okay. And then I'm going to...
I almost did a smite.
I'm going to channel first level divine smite into it, probably.
Okay. I have an idea in my head for how much damage you need to do to cut this tentacle off.
I don't think I could have ever done it. Oh, that's bad.
Shit.
12 points of damage. That.
12 points, you take your blade and you kick this gash in it.
Okay.
It's not fully severed yet.
I'll do it again.
Does that lower the DC?
Yeah, it's cumulative.
Okay. 15
misses. You swing and cut this sever in the tentacle, and then you kind of come up a second time, and the crab kind of reels. Pulls its tentacle away from your blade.
Okay, then as my bonus action, I won't say one of my cool things, I'll just say Annotatus, help! And I'll call down my channel divinity legendary strike where I get a crit on 19 or 20.
Okay.
Actually, no, can I use the other one?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to gain advantage on all strength and
acrobatics
check.
Nice. That's a good call. Okay. Anything else, Ashton?
No, that was my action and bonus action, and I just, like, pull on to go.
Okay. Briar does a 16 hit. Oh, God.
Unless the hero wasn't stopped. Nope, it is not, because I died.
Yeah, I know.
You remember?
Yeah. I know.
Okay, Briar... Uh, 16 points of bludgeoning damage. And you are restrained.
Don't worry, I'm fine.
Ashton, it has 10 tentacles that it can use to do this. That's an 18 to hit.
That is because I parry it with my shield.
You parry it with your shield, it comes down with this tentacle attempting to grab you, and you hold your shield and just bash it out of the way.
I can dimension door.
That's two attacks.
Libby would
know.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, but I also just see him sitting there.
Libby, it's your turn.
Just get rid of the setup.
You stay.
You stay where you're going to be concentrating. But do what you're going to do.
So your health's okay.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Okay. I'm going to take my Blade Singer's long sword.
Yeah, you're better than I thought you were.
And I'm going to try and slice up the tentacle.
Okay. Attack with disadvantage since you have one arm grabbing on to Daryl.
No.
Shit, you guys.
You swing the blade and miss.
Yeah,
you can't quite get the angle
you
right.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then, as a bonus action, I will I'll just discourage the weapon.
Okay.
So.
That's good. Any spiritual weapon, like a sword and try to cut it off?
No, it does force damage.
Oh,
and
it's really good.
So I don't know, could that work? Could I do
it? It doesn't. It's force damage.
Okay. This isn't helping either. 15.
That's a miss. Your flaming bow appears and fires and just misses the tentacle. Okay.
Daryl.
Daryl.
Will he get his movement
comes out.
Yeah, because it just uses his action.
But is it like, does he get help because I heard he had D4 on him?
No. But the damage left to sever it is low. Is not enough. Daryl can't quite break out of it.
Dude.
Briar.
Okay.
You're restrained, so your attack rolls have disadvantage if you use any of those.
I'm not going to.
Okay.
Such a good
spell. Intelligence save?
Yeah. Hopefully he fails.
Twenty-five.
So he's smart.
Yeah, he makes it, but he takes half damage, so that's
okay.
That's a lot.
So he's smart. He's probably strong.
Yeah, no.
How about wisdom? Is he?
Hitting the tentacle, and it severs.
Thank God.
You see it go limp and kind of undo itself and fall to the ice, freeing Daryl.
Okay. Please. Yeah.
Anything else? You have a second attack.
Yeah, I'll just attack it again so that way maybe it'll try and grab me instead of Daryl.
How much damage did you do it?
17, I think. No, you did 18. That's what Norn said you did.
Okay.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah, 18
for me.
Because
of,
yeah.
Okay.
This is so bad. Yeah, I'll try and attack it again.
Okay.
And I'll try and get its attention on
me. Okay.
In a different way than that. 18 plus 9.
Yeah, hits.
No more divine smite, so. Sorry, I'm just going to hold on. Oh, I haven't been adding my modifier. It's fine.
Go ahead and add it twice to this one.
Okay. 9 plus 8 is 17 plus 8 is 25. Yeah, 25. And I just yell, I'm gonna keep stabbing you! So look at me!
I like how at first
you cut off his tentacle, turn around, and like stab it into the side of the kraken, like right adjacent to its eye.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else, Ashton?
Nope. This still crying.
Okay. Kraken's turn. It's going to bring Briar toward its mouth.
Ah! No.
I can dimension door. It's fine.
It's 19 plus 12. So, was that like 30 something?
No. It's enough to hit. No.
21 piercing damage.
Awesome.
And you are now swallowed by the kraken. It pulls you inside of its mouth.
I just
mouth.
Shout as I'm being swallowed, leave, I'll catch up.
Run!
I'll catch up, leave.
And then it's gonna use its extra attack to attack Ashton. That's gonna be a 24 to hit.
Doesn't have teleport.
16 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And now you are restrained by it.
You're just flopping those conditionings all over the place.
I know.
Is there a swallow one?
No, there's not. Swallowing is the next
condition. There's restrained.
Okay. That's Kraken's turn. Dimitri.
Okay. So,
you have bonus action spiritual weapon.
Yeah, so you... What is everyone's health?
I'm fine.
Okay.
You can't heal me anyways.
She's total cover from...
She's safe.
Okay, so I will send...
It's a relative term.
I guess...
Just
the spiritual weapon can't do anything. So if the spiritual weapon attacks the tentacle and hurts it, does it make it easier to slice through, or...
I sliced through the tentacle that was holding Daryl.
Now you're helping.
So I think that you and Daryl should get out of range and do whatever you're going to do out of range so Daryl doesn't keep getting restrained.
So the spiritual weapon.
Strength checks. Yeah.
Yeah. So the spiritual weapon will attack the Kraken.
Okay.
Maybe he'll bark me up.
29.
Yeah, hits.
And then get out of range. And then... Okay, everyone just needs to stop being super stressed because it's stressing me out, and then I'm going to make poor decisions because I can't think.
Too late.
He gets an opportunity attack if I leave anyway, so I might as well damage him and then leave.
But he can grab me and get me out. He doesn't have to, like, attack. He can just grab me.
Okay, he grabs and tries to get him out.
Okay. Make an athletics check for Daryl.
Okay. That's pretty good, 24.
I got a dirty 20. So Daryl reaches forward, grabs Ashton, and says, "I said, put him down!" And pulls Ashton free of the tentacle. Daryl is now holding Ashton. He has his palm like around Ashton's like chest.
I'm just clinging to him like a baby.
Yeah, and I guess get us out of range is what I told him, so.
Okay. Opportunity attack. 14.
No.
14 misses. He swings his tentacle at Daryl. Daryl's backing up how far?
We're not
going to
leave.
I can teleport.
Okay, but where are you going to teleport to? I can
just
chase you.
500 feet away, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know.
What's his speed?
It's okay, Jake.
90
okay.
feet.
It's going to be okay.
He has a fly of 90 and a speed of 30.
Okay.
So he'll fly 90 feet away.
Okay.
And he's used his action, so he can't dash.
Right.
So, we're just flying 90 feet.
Briar.
Okay. I'm just gonna be in the stomach for a second. I'm gonna just say, I fucking hate this place so much, and I'm gonna cry a little bit. And then I'm gonna use my action to Dimension Door 500 feet north.
500 feet north.
The direction we're supposed to be going.
Okay.
Which is not the direction we would have had Daryl go.
Yeah. Let's say that, yeah.
That's where you would have had Daryl go? Okay.
I mean, that makes
that's
sense.
Fine.
That
no,
was
that
the direction
makes sense.
They'd been traveling
sure.
in for
yeah.
We're not just going to be like, just kidding, backtrack.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, no, that makes, yeah, sure, that tracks. Okay, so Briar appears past you guys.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay.
I'm covered in ass.
Oh,
like
God.
Acid.
Anything, Ashton?
to Dara.
Are you hurt at all?
No.
Okay. I'll just touch my... and he's my last 20.
One more bat!
Ashton! Ashton, you're in public.
And like, I'm a genie, which is so weird.
I know, I'm like, I'm
here.
Maybe he's domestic
to me.
Get
out of here.
Right. Kraken is going to use its action to dash underneath the ice, so it's going to swim so that it's 100 feet, it's 10 feet past Daryl, underneath the ice.
Can't get to me, bitch.
Dimitri.
Go so fast.
Okay. Okay. Daryl, that way. I'm going to, like, point, like, towards you, like, fast as you can. Let's go.
Okay, so dash is 180 feet.
Well, he has to get Briar first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So he'll dash 180
feet. But we're, like,
going
to try and do, like, what Ave did. Like, and I don't want him to be close to the ice. I want him to, like, go
okay.
up.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Dashing, so.
That's fine.
My turn?
Yeah.
I'm going to use my rod of the Pact Keeper, use its charge, and gain back a spell slot.
Oh, nice. Thank God.
And then I'm going to start running.
Okay. So you move 30 feet closer
yeah.
to Daryl.
No, I'm running away.
Oh, okay. 30 feet away from Daryl.
Still north. I don't want the Kraken to get me.
That's fair. Anything you want to do, Ashton?
I can't touch myself anymore.
I am all utterly dehydrated.
It's too raw.
Oh, no. Ew.
Oh my God, you guys are disgusting. People hear this.
My parents listen to this.
Oh no!
Wait, really? Most of the time, I think.
Oh, awkward.
Hello.
Hello.
I'll just panic, use divine sense to see if anyone's around. Any celestial being or undead.
None of those. Hey, you're clear on those.
Yay. Guys, it's going to be okay. And then that's it. Because I am shit out.
All right.
Oh, actually, I will store my shield and get out my... Or I'll store my sword and I'll get out one of my javelins.
Nice.
Okay. Sure.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's all good.
Action, so.
All good. Okay, so the Kraken is going to dash again 100 feet, so it's still behind. Libby?
We're going to dash 180 feet.
Okay.
My turn?
Yeah.
So, what is Daryl's carrying position at the moment?
Dash away.
He has...
Like, does he have a hand open?
He has a hand open.
Back open?
He has a hand open. Libby's on his back. Ashton's in his right
hand. I'm going
hand.
To dimension door to his hand.
Okay. So he has his left hand out, kind of reaching towards you. You dimension door and appear, and he grabs you and kind of pulls you in.
And I'm just
crying. Up,
away!
Up away! Up away! All right,
that guy's already so scared.
The Kraken can't get to you guys anymore. What's the game plan here?
So we're flying.
Can he just fly us for a bit, then cast Windwalk?
I just want to go home.
Yeah, let's do that. He's pretty fast.
Hey guys, I hate this place more now.
Ashton, were you touching yourself that last
night? Yeah.
Oh.
Guys.
He doesn't understand
me.
It's not nice.
He doesn't know.
It's not.
Sense. No. I don't want to be here anymore.
I'm not going to lie. So what was it like? Is it just like a weird...
It's like you're being suffocated by flesh.
I hate this. Oh, shit, Doran. Do I have to do the thing? Or are you telling Doran to fight?
Yeah.
I forget about it.
God damn it, don't you dare freak out while we're in the middle of the combat.
Everybody's freaking out.
You goddamn piece of shit.
No, good 15.
15's fine.
15's
fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I forgot I had a plus 10.
15's fine.
I rolled
okay.
five, and I was like,
oh, shit. So he's gonna fly
plus
us.
Plus four.
That's
with it.
So guys, here's the thing. If he casts Windwalk, we have it for 8 hours, but then we can't summon him for another 24, so maybe we should just like dart for as long as we can.
But maybe...
Well, we can carry for an hour and then cast Windwalk at the end of the hour.
I think, and I'm like doing that like hiccupy thing after trying and sobbing. I think that...
I just reach over he, and like...
Oh yeah, I'll peck you too. Like,
okay. I think he should fly us for as far as he can, drop, put us down, cast Windwalk on us, and then we fly as far as we can, and then we fucking sleep.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I know we're gonna be tired, but I just think we should go.
Well,
I
yeah, and like after
eating, ice.
Yeah, like the thing is, like we can take care of exhaustion. We have spells for that. I'm
we
just
do.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Once he casts Windwalk, we have it for 8 hours, and then we don't have it for another like 24.
But that's gonna be the same. No matter, he needs to cast it now, because if he doesn't cast it now, we're not gonna have it.
No, yeah. I'm saying he should fly as far as he can, then cast it, then we switch. So we get
yeah.
just like
yeah.
a couple more.
So we'll do that, and then we'll just keep flying. We don't stop. North.
Does he have to put us down to cast him?
I don't think so.
Can
we'll do it.
No,
we'll
he just has to concentrate.
So,
Darren,
how have you been? Okay,
don't
so we do
distract.
That.
All right. So that will happen. You fly with Daryl for like 58 minutes, and then he's going to begin casting Windwalk, and you will turn into clouds, and you'll kind of trail behind you for a minute until he fades away and disappears back into the ring.
We'll just keep flying north.
Well, yeah, we'll fly north for...
You guys
hours.
Begin to take off, zooming. And then Abby and Elena, as whichever one of you is on watch first, Elena, you see three clouds descend around your camp.
Is that the end of our Windwalk spell?
No, you guys still have time.
Would we notice them?
Yeah, would we notice them?
Yeah,
yeah, you'd notice. Reese's box is like, it's got a glowing rune.
Okay.
So
okay.
You would
okay.
see the glowing
Reese's
light from the box.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll descend. How long have we been flying for? We go pretty fast with Windwalk.
You go pretty fast. So we've been going for like an hour.
Okay. We'll land.
God, I wish we had Windwalk with Reese. Jesus. Okay. We're gonna land, reform.
Oh. I'm just gonna sit down.
As a cloud, I wanna try and get into the box and see what happens.
Oh. You can't.
I turn back into a human,
die.
I just get on my hands and knees and I just keep going.
Hey, guys.
I'm asleep.
Hi.
We look like shit.
Ave.
I'm covered in saliva.
Oh my god, I'm gonna get up and hug Libby.
I'll hug you back.
Are
so
you guys
tight.
Okay?
I'm
gonna
hug
everyone.
Don't
yeah,
leave
so
us
sad.
Again. Don't leave us again. That was so scary, and everyone was yelling at me, and I didn't like it, and I don't want to do that.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna go hug Ashton.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I'm just, oh, you can't hug me. I'm just with Briar, like holding on to her.
I'm
blessing her to my chest.
I'm visibly terrified.
The humans all have an exhaustion right now, too.
Oh,
cool.
My god. You guys are terrible. I'm really sorry that we left you.
Really?
I'm gonna like go up to you and be like, you know, try and be like, come and sup, missed you, I guess. No.
I'm just gonna turn to everybody and be like,
Libby.
Ashton died.
You know,
I know, I'm
playing
heard.
It
cool.
And I almost died twice.
Yeah.
If we're gonna continue
I know you
this plan,
love you, so.
If we are going to continue this plan, we need to reform and keep going.
I like look away and cry a little bit, oh my god, she's like.
But if we are going to continue
did I
this plan,
long rest?
Or no? Because I can't keep going. Well, no, actually, wait, hold on.
I think about it. I don't know if you did.
Oh shit. I do still have a 6-level slot, but I didn't prepare Windwalk. I prepared heal.
Can't you prepare every time
well,
you sleep?
You can't Windwalk.
Yeah,
no, but she could fly and we could follow her clouds.
Actually, I think you were like right at the end of it, Ave.
So I did.
If you chill out for like 30 more minutes, then yeah.
Okay. Alright, let's let Ave rest for another 30 minutes.
Okay, sounds good. I'm gonna like lay next to Ave. Let's rest.
Hold on. If we are going to continue this plan of us windwalking and you guys going ahead of the box. And then us resting, we need to turning clouds again and keep going because we are not going to have windwalk for another 24 hours.
Well, yeah, but if I just rest for half an hour and then we can all go together.
Well, we're going to go way faster than you.
Well, you can go faster than us if you want.
But the thing
out of us,
I guess we
can
wait for them.
Or you can keep pace with us.
But then you guys are going to be able to fly and we're going to be stuck walking. Yeah, again. So if we get to do. If we are continuing with this plan, and this is Eva, not Ashton, he doesn't know this
But yet. You guys go so fast that even if you wait a half hour, you'll be ahead of us if you want to be.
But we have one walk right now, is the thing.
Then you can go right now.
Yeah, go there.
Okay, so we'll meet you guys on the other side of the forest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll take us 2 days to get there, but we'll meet you there.
Also, do you have any diamonds?
No.
All the diamonds
that I have were in the
potions.
I do have some potions, though. You guys look pretty.
We have potions.
Yeah, I've got a couple in the bag of holding.
Oh, well, we don't want to. I mean, if you only have a couple, maybe like one for us and then one for you.
I have. Yeah. Let's see. Let me just give you guys. I'll a superior, a greater, and a regular. I'll walk over and give.
A
tower? So you're keeping. Are you keeping any? I'm keeping one.
Who wants which one?
I will.
I've got potions. I'll just take the regulars.
You have potions.
Well, she gave us
a
superior.
Why don't you take a greater? Because then everybody will have a
regular.
Okay,
I'll take a greater.
Okay, so
greater,
I'm taking.
And we have Libby.
I think I have so many because I'm pretty fast.
Yeah, I'm.
So
I'm not gonna lie.
Down, I can get to them pretty fast.
I have bags under my eyes, but other than that, I look for. So I'm lying, give you back the potion.
Alright, well, if you guys are gonna...
Shit. Okay. Well, I have two greater. I gave one to Ashton. I can keep one for myself. I have a superior.
Maybe I'll take that just in case.
Okay, you take the superior.
It might be a good idea for you guys to keep the superior because you guys don't have a lot of skill.
Yeah, maybe I'll just take a greater.
Okay, you take a greater and take a regular one, too.
Are we sure that we would like to continue with this plan of us being separate?
It's
well, I think
the
they
fastest
just told
way to move.
I don't know what else to do.
If we... Prince Dimitri pointed this out to me. If we are still going to be moving faster than the cart that he was on. Hi, Reese.
Oh. Hello.
I'm not dead anymore. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
I was worried for a second.
Please don't interrupt me.
Oh my god!
Oh my god, Ashton!
Right? Sorry?
I feel like that was more Eva to Norris. No, that was Ashton.
Oh my god, I'm seeing a side of him. I've never seen
if
before.
We.
Elena's like shook.
We are still moving faster than the cart would be, and frankly, us splitting up has been a really bad plan so far. We are in an unfamiliar place. You are the only one that has any experience here. I died. She almost died. She was swallowed by a kraken.
Trust me, you guys know about just as much as I do here.
But we're not safe. We're stronger together as a group.
But how...
And we are going to be, even if we have to stop for 8 hours, we are still going to be moving faster than the car would be. And we can all rest at the same time and we can all go together.
Okay, my only question is, how do you figure we're moving faster than the car? Because
well,
the
we've
car
already
is only moving 60 feet per second. So even resting for 8 hours with me going 80 and them going 300, it would still calculate out. We would still get there faster than the cart would have gone. Anyways. Yeah, doing our what we're doing.
Doing what no, we're doing
well,
what we're discussing.
Stopping for 8 hours though, so that they can rest, but all staying together in total.
We're still moving faster than the cart.
Yeah. I mean, you guys can only travel for 8 hours per day though, as the.
So if I'm understanding.
If
a new plan being proposed. It's that you would windwalk for 8 hours alongside Avi as an eagle.
Mm-hmm.
For 8 hours. Drop.
I haven't.
Walk for...
No. So, okay.
Okay, I guess I wasn't understanding.
Okay, Daryl can come every 24 hours, right?
Yeah.
So Daryl casts Windwalk on them. They travel for 8. We land. I cast Windwalk on everyone. We travel for another 8.
How do you carry
land.
Me?
She.
Well, I'm still an eagle, but I cast Windwalk on the humans.
Okay.
Land. I cast Windwalk on them. We travel for another 8. We stop. We rest for 8. 24 hours are done.
Because that's three. That's three.
So
eights.
In this, you're constantly a giant eagle carrying the box, but we just fly beside you.
Yeah, they're beside us the whole time.
Okay. I see that. I see that. Yeah.
Then do you want to just wait 30 minutes until she's done resting, and then we'll fly? Because you guys have wind walk up right now.
Well, and
do you want to waste it?
I guess not.
I don't think that we should separate again.
No,
we can stay together, but I think if that's what you want to do, we should go now.
They should stay with us. We should rest.
You don't want to waste your wind walk that you have, and we're gonna have to wait another 24 hours.
Okay, well then let's wait 30 minutes. But the soonest we can sleep, live the good. Yeah. Dimitri would appreciate much.
How much further do we have?
We don't know.
Cool.
And
Ashton will just go
several days
for like half an hour
or
whatever.
Dimitri will call Ashton.
And I'll stay very close to Briar.
Yeah, me and Ashton are just gonna like curl up and sleep for 30 minutes together.
I'm gonna sleep with my
okay. Ashton, are you okay?
I'm fine. I just want to get out of here as soon as possible, and I would like everyone in the group to remain intact. Yeah, I would like everyone in the group to stay safe.
And I'll go up to Ave and I'll lay down.
Yeah, she's. I thought you were going to wake her up.
No, I'm just going to. Yeah, I'll lay down.
Okay.
Or are you keeping watching?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll just sit next to you.
Okay. Half an hour passes by. Ave, make a charisma saving throw at advantage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a little quiet.
Because I just woke up.
What's the worst that could happen? You get scared. You get.
I'll use it.
You die.
14.
Does my you my
you
terror
get plus four because I'm
easing up at all.
18.
Is it just there.
Until you long rest.
Yeah, long rest. I'm tired of being scared. Exhausting.
You got 14, Elena?
And it was
18? Yeah, you succeed. Easy. So the half hour has passed. Ave has got a full long rest in.
Once I complete my long rest, I'll prepare my walk.
Oh, we don't need you to.
Yes,
oh,
we do.
No,
I'm
yeah,
going
prepare
to.
It. No, yeah, sorry. I thought you meant cast it. I was like, don't do that.
No, I'm preparing it.
Okay.
Just so everyone
turn
knows.
To clock.
Okay.
Platform! Go!
You rise up above the tree line.
Yeah, like, sits under a tree.
Okay. 600 feet up, and then you take off flying as fast as your eagle form can go.
Well,
yeah.
What is the... So dashing's 300 for the class.
No, it's 300. Dashing is 600.
Oh.
We're fast.
So
we're super slow.
And you don't get tired as clouds, so you can dash continuously.
Yeah.
How long do we have on our wind walk spell?
So
you guys, traveled
an
hour and
then
you waited a third.
So
you have 6.5 hours.
Yeah, we'll just
at which point I can cast on you guys again.
Okay, so fly.
So just land on us.
How long are you flying for?
6.5 hours.
Okay, well, I mean, how long does the form that you're in last?
Well, if I do my wild shape, which I'll do first, it lasts for 6, and then I can do it again as an action.
Okay.
Well, once your shape's done, we can just...
Yeah, we just wait for 30 minutes.
Or we can just wait.
Oh, yeah. I would land at 6 hours.
Okay. So, as you fly up above the trees in the forever twilight, 6 hours go by. Elena, take a point of exhaustion. And then, well, I guess you guys are clouds, so maybe not.
Well, we took a point of exhaustion already.
Yeah, I know.
But we still have
7 hours to go.
So you still have enough for another 8. I don't know how Josh works. How's it
work? You guys have been up for a long time.
So we might need to try to rest. We got a tat.
Yeah, we might need to rest before we go again.
So.
I
need to
watch
because
I just.
6 hours go by. You land, kind of make your way back down through the trees, onto the floor of the forest.
Checking to see if anything is around.
Yeah.
As we are going.
Yeah. As the eagle, I'm continuously scanning.
Make perception checks. As you descend.
Can we do that as a bonus?
Yeah. Yeah, you can still see.
Perception?
14. 30, 20.
23. 18. 17.
Okay.
No, 18. Sorry.
There doesn't seem to be anything immediately around. You see a couple as you're kind of descending. You see these, like, glowing lights kind of drifting around the trees. So you're aware of those presences. You also, obviously with a 23, you see these little creatures that are probably about, like, a foot tall at, like, their highest. And you just barely catch them as they dart along the branches quick, like, just, like, running along the branches.
They're, like, humanoid in shape?
Yeah, roughly. Mm. Humanoid. They're, like, blue skin, pointy ears. They're, like, that big, like, as big as my hand.
Okay.
That just kind of, like, dart along the branches. Super hard to see. In fact, you're hardly... You kind of doubt that you saw something at all.
Yeah. The second that I revert to Ave, I'm going to... ritually cast Circle of Territory. So I'm going to create a dome that can fit me and 9 additional creatures of medium size. Any creature or object within the dome, when it is created, can freely pass through it. While other creatures and objects are barred, spells and other magical effects are unable to extend through it. The atmosphere inside the space is comfortable and dry regardless of the weather outside, so it'll be a comfortable rest. I'll dimly light the interior, and then it's opaque from the outside, so it'll be really hard to see. And creatures can't go through it. That aren't creatures I designate.
So I can't touch myself, but Havik can pee all over the forest.
Okay, it's literally not.
I crawl in, and I just immediately lay down.
But it's very comfortable, which I imagine is a really nice reprieve.
I'll kneel down next to Reese and say, hey, sorry, I was going to leave earlier. I'm just having a rough time, but I'll feel better once I take a rest. There, it's
going to
be okay.
Thank you. No, I understand. It's, I mean, it's not fun for any of us. I can imagine, so I...
You've died? Have you died?
Well, no. So, I mean, you admittedly have it worse?
No, everyone's having a hard time, but apparently a lot of people have died. Didn't know that. So,
well, I guess I'm lucky then.
So far.
Don't worry, you'll be okay. We're gonna get you there, and it's all gonna be all right. I'm gonna go sleep now.
Yeah.
But if you ever want to talk, just knock.
All right, Ashton, I will. Thank you.
Okay, and then I go to sleep very close to your briar again.
I didn't even sleep.
I'll take my 4 hours.
That's fancy. Dark forest.
I'm gonna take watch. For the whole 8 hours, because I just long rested not that long ago. And I'm gonna have the egg in my lap and I'm gonna hum to it softly as I'm keeping watch.
God.
Okay.
Oh, can I?
She's
I'll do it when I wake up.
Matronly.
Do we recover our point of exhaustion?
Yeah. Once you
long
rest.
Well.
So no!
Let's see if we long rest successfully first.
Briar's not fighting. She's gonna stay in this dome forever.
It's true. No creatures can get into it. Less.
And we had high perception rolls, so nothing should be impacted.
I know.
It lasts
sorry,
for 8 hours.
Sorry, I'm very stressed out.
The dome lasts for 8 hours.
So, about 3 hours go by, Ave.
Mm-hmm.
And you see one of the trees in front of you, this large, massive redwood.
Does it fucking
pine
move
tree.
Like Drastir? It just fucking gets up and walks away.
One of an eye opens up on the tree. and a second eye.
I'm inside the dome while keeping watch.
Yes,
and the dome is opaque. Okay, I watched the eyes.
Opaque? So they can't see anything.
Isn't it curious?
No, they can't see into it.
You can't see into it, but they can hear.
Right. It's transparent from the inside, but opaque from the outside, so I can see out of it, but people can't see in. I don't think it says anything about sound. It says spells and magical effects and creatures or objects. Is what it specifies if they can go in and out. So I think sound would go through it.
Yeah.
If you think that.
You see that these branches kind of like as he's like stretching.
Do they look like trees?
Yeah. They look like trees. But like big like pine tree trees.
I live with trees.
He kind of stands up and stretches his legs. Oh,
he's giving us a nice thing after everything. Maybe.
Ooh.
It's gonna kill us.
Yeah, he's like,
I'm just gonna watch him.
He's kind of doing like stretches, like kind of pulling his arms across, and you all kind of hear those of you.
I'm the only one awake.
Well, I'd say this is like a loud sound of like trees breaking.
And I'm still terrified, so I'd probably shoot awake, right?
Probably Briar does.
I have a perception of 16, and I'm just meditating. So.
I have 16.
I mean, you're still conscious. So you would hear it as
I don't
well.
Hear shit. I'm just like, what?
But I think the two of you with exhaustion are probably, I don't know, I think it's your call whether you sleep through this or not.
Yeah. Probably wake up.
I got a critical fail. Now someone wakes me up, I'm not getting up.
Okay, Libby's snoozing. The rest of you see this Treant like doing like morning stretches. He kind of like bends down to try and touch his toes. And his big, like, tree top, like, comes and is, like, a foot above the dome. Like, he bends over and it, like, almost hits the dome. And he can't quite reach his toes. And he stands up, kind of rolls his shoulders back. And then he sees this dome of, like, a single flat color.
No, it's any color I choose.
I know.
And it, like, blends in.
It's one color.
Well, I don't think that's how it works.
It's just, like,
it's
a flat,
not, like, perfectly camouflaged.
Yeah.
It's not perfectly camouflaged, but it says that it could be, like...
What color is it?
I don't know. Well, the color of the fucking forest, Norris.
The forest is multiple colors.
Okay.
It's probably, like...
What color is it?
The color of the forest.
No matter what, it magically can't come in.
It's fine. It's one solid color of the forest. So whatever brown or green you
I'm
pick.
I'm assuming like a greenish.
I want you to pick.
I don't want to pick.
Oh my god.
If you don't pick it, it's not
forest
there.
Forest color. So whatever color the
just
forest is.
Green.
It's green.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Oh my god. The Feywild is scary as a
ball.
Well, if
he can see it, anyway. Like, does it matter what color it is?
He got a 19 on his perception. He can see it.
Okay, no, that's fine. He can see it.
Dome.
I just don't know why he's kind of curious about the color. Anyway.
Don't take
your hands.
He spots this like green dome on the forest floor, and he kind of bends down and puts his face really close to it, so you guys see this big giant eye.
I put right behind me.
I'm gonna start crying.
Would I know anything about these creatures?
Yeah, you've seen plenty of trees before.
Okay.
So like
they
can get
on the Everreach.
Are they fairly like friendly?
It depends on the like
people.
Yeah, it depends on the tree, but like
racist?
Yeah, there's not like a
in Sylvan from inside the dome. I'm gonna say hello.
And he also just hears crying.
Yeah, he hears the crying and he hears you say hello, and
he can hear.
He says, hello? Are you okay?
We're okay. We're just in here so that we stay safe from whatever's in the forest.
Are you crying?
One of my companions is quite scared, so she's having a little bit of a rough time. But she's okay physically, and we're taking care of her.
I see. Well, you said that you're trying to stay safe.
Yeah, do you know of any creatures in this forest that might harm us? We're not on this plane very much, so we don't have any knowledge of what's around.
This is, for one not accustomed, this can be a dangerous place.
Yeah, that's why we have the dome. But if you have any information on the kinds of creatures that are in this forest or the kinds of events that can happen that might be dangerous to an elf...
I'm gonna walk out of the dome. Elena,
Elena,
I'll go with her.
No, if you leave, the dome drops.
Fuck.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does, and I'll stay inside.
It does or doesn't?
It does.
Hello.
I'm also speaking Sylvan.
Little one?
Hi. You're also talking to my friends in there.
Ooh. How many are you?
There is 5 of us and then someone in a box.
In a box?
Yeah, we're trying to get him out of the box.
I could break it.
It's a special box. We were told that it can only be opened by the queen.
I'm a special tree.
I mean, you can try. I'll go into the back in and like
don't
drag.
What are you doing? What are you talking about? What did he say?
You start dragging Reese and he's like, wait, what's happening?
The tree thinks he might be able to break the box.
Tree,
and we think
the
it
tree might,
be, worth might
be able to break the box.
What if he just throws it really far away?
Hold on, it's probably not gonna work, but it's worth a shot.
Really friendly tree.
How loud was the dragging?
At this point, I will wake you up.
I mean, it's
okay.
Yeah.
So
he bends down and with his thumb and forefinger picks up the box and kind of holds it up to himself.
Be careful, there's a person in that.
Ooh, right? Sorry? Sorry, little one.
Aww.
I hope you're okay in there.
I picture a small box with a person in Nora's hand.
And Reese is like, oh, I guess I'm okay as I can be.
He hasn't eaten in days and days. I don't know what's going on in there.
You
guys
are talking in Sylvan,
mess.
Right?
Yeah.
We're all talking in Sylvan.
Okay, I cast tongues on myself.
No food. Well, that is simply unacceptable.
It's pretty dire.
Don't eat him!
No, I'm sorry, other
it's
little one.
Dimitri.
Don't worry,
it's fine.
He just said no food is not good.
Yeah, well, you haven't heard the rest of the conversation, huh?
This rune, I know it.
You do? Can you tell us any information about it?
Well,
it's
a very powerful spell. That prevents magic from penetrating.
But you know a way around it.
When the Queen of Air and Darkness was first settling in this area, they set up a number of these runes to keep me and my family dormant.
Well, that's terrible.
Oh, but obviously you're not dormant right now.
So you found a way to break it.
There is a ritual we conducted.
Hush, let him talk.
We don't know what's happening.
That is able to diminish this rune.
Diminish?
Dispel it.
Okay.
We can take it off.
How do you do this?
There are a few components needed.
Okay.
What do you mean?
I'm going to say that too.
Well, all of them can be found in this forest. That's how we were able to do it in the first place.
Okay.
I'm fairly young.
How old are you?
Oh, about... He kind of thinks and kind of looks up towards the sky. And he says, 1,500?
Damn.
Give or take a few?
Yeah, same.
But this ritual was before my time.
Oh.
However, some of my family must still remember it. He says this while holding Reese in his thumb and forefinger.
Is he also, like, doing that for
emphasis? Slightly.
Reese is like, oh!
You maybe, lower our friend?
Oh! Of my apologies. I'm sorry, little one. He'll, like, bring Reese up. I'm sorry, little one. And then put Reese on the ground again. But I can take you to my family.
Yeah,
we would appreciate that very much.
And we can learn how to stop this.
Some of our companions still need to get some rest. Do you think that we could go in a couple of hours?
Of course.
Can you carry us while we sleep?
I have all the time in the world, really.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for helping us. Can you think of any dangerous animals in this forest that might impede our progress getting these components for you?
While you sleep, I will think back on my experience and provide you with as much knowledge as I can. For now, all of you get rest. I will protect you while you sleep.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Oh my god. Alright, I'm gonna shove Reese back at the
bubble.
Right, he'll be more comfortable in the dome.
He might eat Reese, but maybe we can get him out.
Okay.
No, you guys.
It's gonna be okay.
You guys, it's fine.
I just want to sleep. I'm so scared all the time.
I forgot to introduce myself.
Oh yeah, what's your name?
What
sorry.
Is your name?
My name is Oakenbranch.
My
That's
name
a
is
fantastic
Ave.
Name. Elena.
It's a pleasure.
Dimitri Ashton Breyer.
We're in the dome.
Dimitri Ashton Breyer. That is a
oh,
long name.
No, my name is Dimitri.
Where are you from, Dimitri Ashton Breyer?
I'm from the material.
Don't look at me.
The material plane. A city called Demset.
Wow. That sounds lovely.
Yeah, do you know any treants from the material plane?
I have never been.
I know many treants on the material plane.
Really?
Really?
There are more of us there.
There's a lot of you there. One of the tribes that lives in the forest that I'm from is almost completely comprised of treants.
That is fascinating to hear. I did not know there were so many of us.
Yeah, there's a lot on the material plane. Do you know a lot about this plane?
I know a lot about this forest.
Do you ever get birds in here that are, like, made of lightning, like thunder phoenixes?
I have seen such a creature flying above on rare occasion, only when a storm is particularly violent.
Okay, I don't think we need to go find electric birds.
No, I have one. I'll show the egg.
What?
I'm gonna touch it.
No, I slapped his hand away.
Why can't I touch it?
I slapped his hand away.
Is that zombie?
Yeah.
Is that going to turn into a monster that wants to kill us?
No, of course not. It's going to turn into a baby.
I will relay the information to Ashton and Briar.
Elena and
so
I.
So that they know what the fuck
the
is
story
going
on. The story of the archive pigs?
Wait.
No.
Did you
like,
kill its mom?
What?
No, we
came
in
the
cave.
Oh, what has been said in Sylvan. Okay.
But
okay.
It's a fetus.
Elena.
So,
yeah.
I'm terrified.
Yeah.
Constantly.
You should go to sleep.
Yeah, you guys get some rest. I'm going to stay up and keep Oakenbranch company since I just rested.
I'm just going to finish my rest so I'll be like an
How kind of you, little one.
I'm going to sleep. It was really nice to meet you.
It was nice
to meet you.
In an hour.
Dimitri Ashton Breyer.
Okay.
In an hour, I'm going to finish, like after I finish my rest, I'll get up and
okay.
Go
yes.
Sleep.
Well. Resting inside of the dome while Oakenbranch keeps watch is where we're going to end this episode of Dungeon Stories.
Oh, God.
So there's that. More Feywild fun.
Yep.
Just gonna keep on rolling.
Just keep on. Just keep on.
Yep. Yeah.
We're getting there.
Oh god. So stressful.
Oh god, we went this oaken branch.
Thank god. Thank gosh.
Y'all were gonna skip the forest.
Yeah.
That we were not emotionally stable
enough
to handle the
Feywild. Yeah, I think he was like, I'm just beating them up this whole time. They need a win. They need a friend.
Give us a friend.
He's like, maybe.
Well, everyone, thank you so much for coming along on this journey with us. We will see you next week on Dungeon Stories.
Woo, bye.
Thanks so much for listening.
Bye.
Bye.